I'd like to welcome back to the Magic Morning Show. First appearance of 2020, we have Lisa McCoy of Grakeland Trails. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Juno. It's great to be here.
Great to see you. Hopefully your holidays went well. Everything was okay.
They did. It was a wonderful holiday.
Yeah, it was a good holiday. We were just talking a little bit before we got on the air here. It seemed a little longer than usual.
It felt like a very long holiday.
It throws you off when that's right in the smack dab middle of the week.
It
comes to Christmas and New Year's, and there's always that time in between. You're kind of just like, what day is it? What's going on?
Yeah, but I'm really ready to get back to kind of a regular schedule.
We are too. We're happy to be here. We're happy to team up with Grakeland Trails to talk about something that you guys have going, and it's kicking off tomorrow, Nordic Meisters.
Yes, it's our 25th annual
Incredible.
Nordic Meister series. And so, as far as we know, it's the longest running citizen Nordic race series in the country.
Okay, very cool.
And so we're pretty proud of that. It's been going on for a long time. And so if you've done it for years and years and years, we welcome people back.
Yep.
And of course, anyone new, we're open arms, welcome to come up and experience all that Grakeland has to offer.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Just in case there are those people that haven't tried it out yet and haven't looked into Nordic Meisters, what exactly is it? What goes down?
Sure. So, you know, in the past, it's just been Nordic racing. So we've had classic and skate skiing, mm-hmm. and there's a long course and a short course. And the basic way that it goes is you show up anytime between 9 a.m. and this year, we have extended hours to 5:30 p.m.
Perfect.
It's the last time you can leave the starting line.
Those people that get out of work maybe a little bit later.
Exactly. And they say, oh, I've always wanted to do it, but I can't because it ends too early. This year,
you guys listened.
We listen. It goes till 5:30. You know, it's not going to be the most pristine grooming at that time.
Of course.
But it's a good excuse to get out there. Anyhow, you show up anytime mm-hmm. and you do your run.
Right.
And we time it and we age grade it so that, you know, we have this really specific formula that's been created over this 25 years.
Of course,
You know, I'm 41 this year, so I get a I get a little extra time deducted from my time.
Okay, fair enough.
So that it's a fair competition when I'm racing against someone who's, say, 25 years old.
Okay. All right. So kind of like the algorithm is all worked
exactly.
out. Exactly. It's all worked out to make it a fair game between all and a fair opportunity for everyone.
Some of my best competitors are women who are in their, I'd say, 60s.
Excellent.
And, you know, every week I'm like, oh, I want to, you know, beat her on the score button, you know.
So what's new this year when it comes to 25 years? Which have you guys added in a couple of different things?
We did. So last year we created the Fat Bike Meisters series. Mm-hmm. And so that was an evening, you know, Fat Bike Meisters. And this year, because some people were requesting it, we added in a snowshoe division. And
Excellent.
So the way it's going is we've got the Nordic Meisters to start at 9 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
9 to 5:30 p.m., and then the snowshoers will start at 1 p.m., and so 1 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. is the last time. And then Fat Bike Meisters can start anytime after 3:30 p.m.
That's great.
And so at some point, maybe between 3:30 and 5:30 p.m., all three divisions
get them all
are out,
on there.
Out there. And it's really cool because the snowshoes and Snowshoe Meisters and Fat Bike Meisters are, you know, they're sharing some of the same course, but we created a new course with them that has some single track out in the woods for them.
That's excellent. And you guys can check out the whole layout of all the maps and everything. You guys did a nice job at GrakelandTrails.com, kind of mapping out, give everybody a heads up on what's going on.
Yes.
And it's always a community event. That's what these Meisters events, and that's what all of these race leagues,
mm-hmm.
if you will,
yes.
are all about, the community aspect. And I know you guys like to get together for potluck dinners and more.
We do. And it's a really fun atmosphere. You know, people come in, they pick up their bibs, everyone knows each other. Some people might meet early for their runs. Some people might meet for lunch, and now with Fat Bike Meisters and snowshoes, some people now are enjoying a beer over at the Glen House Hotel
right.
after their run. So it's a real fun camaraderie. And at the end of the season, as mm-hmm. you mentioned, we always host this really fun potluck, and we give away, for everybody who races 6 of 8 of the weeks,
mm-hmm.
you have to just show up. Doesn't matter if you win.
Okay,
just
fair
have
enough.
To show
Participation.
Up. Participation is key. You're entered to win thousands of dollars in raffle prizes. And
wow.
so we have all these sponsors, a lot of them local restaurants, people from the Valley. They donate to us and we give those away as prizes. And it's just a great opportunity for everyone to get together and share a meal and celebrate the season.
Absolutely. No, it sounds like a great time. You can go to GrakelandTrails.com for all the details, of course, and you can find out the registration process and all of that there. We do want to mention that the conditions, people are maybe a little questionable. I know we got hit with that good storm not too long ago, but the rain has come and gone and whatever, but you're saying that they're fantastic out there.
You know, our groomers are doing an amazing job, and the snow, you know, this little bit of snow for Nordic conditions
mm-hmm.
or for Nordic skiing
yeah.
or snowshoeing or fat biking makes for perfect conditions, actually.
Excellent.
So that you get a little bit of fluff on top and it's a nice, firm base.
Yep.
And also for the fat bikers as well. So I think everybody will really be really happy with the conditions.
Very cool. And I do want to give you guys kudos too for listening to your participants. Of course, like you said, you mentioned now you've added the snowshoeing, the fat biking was added last year. It's because people want it and you guys are willing to give them what they want.
Yeah. I mean, there's a big history of snowshoe racing here in the Valley. And I know there used to be a snowshoe racing league right out of Whittaker Woods, but that doesn't happen anymore. And people have said, you know, why don't you do snowshoeing at Great Glen? And for people who like to run on their snowshoes, it's a really good opportunity to get out and be, you know, have yourself timed and get a little competition in there.
It's great. It's great that you made that happen for everyone. So and there it is. Oh,
and yes. I should just mention, you know, it's really fun for the snowshoers and fat bikers and the skiers who are going later. It is in the dark.
Right. They have the headlamps on and all
you've
that.
Yeah, you got to have it actually changes the whole thing, and it's really fun to get out there at night.
Excellent. And I know that our very own Roy Prescott, he does the afternoons here. He's on the morning show over on WMWV. He is super into it. He got into it just recently, actually, and very, very enthusiastic. And that's what it's all about, too, those beginners that you were mentioning, those people that maybe have to try to not slow down a little bit, but try something new.
Yes.
It's a way to do
and
it.
And I should say, too, for anybody that is new, if you've never done it before, you can use our rental gear for free.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if you sign up, you've never done it. So no excuses, Gina.
No
we'll
excuses.
Get you out there.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Being on the spot here. Yeah. We'll have to come on out and see what it's all about. That's fantastic. So there you go.
No pressure, of course.
So it's the next couple weeks. There you go. What is it, the next 8 weeks or so, right?
8 weeks. There's no snowshoe meisters during the February break.
Vacation.
And also there's not one the first week of March, and that's because we are hosting the cross-country state meets for the high school kids.
Nice. But you keep everybody up to date on all that
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
And you guys, of course, can check out greatglentrails.com. That's the Nordic Meisters. It starts tomorrow, 9 to 5:30. You can sign up and look into the snowshoeing and fat biking as well. Lisa McCoy, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.